The nuclear transient at 2017 GGE, a tidal disruption event in a dusty and gas-rich environment and the awakening of a dormant SMBH, by F. Honoré et al. We present the results from a dense multi-wavelength, optical, UV, near-infrared, IR, and X-ray, follow-up campaign of the nuclear transient AT2017 GGE, covering a total of 1698 days from the transient's discovery. The bolometric light curve, the black body temperature and radius, the broad H and He lambda 5876 emission lines and their evolution with time, are all consistent with a tidal disruption event, TDE, nature. A soft X-ray flare is detected with a delay of approximately 200 days with respect to the optical, UV peak, and it is rapidly followed by the emergence of a broad He2 lambda 4686 and by a number of long-lasting high ionization coronal emission lines. This indicates a clear connection between a TDE flare and the appearance of extreme coronal line emission, Eccles. An IR echo, resulting from dust re-radiation of the optical, UV TDE light is observed after the X-ray flare and the associated near IR spectra show a transient broad feature in correspondence of the He lambda 10830 and, for the first time in a TDE, a transient high ionization coronal nearline, the Fe 13, lambda 10798, is also detected. The data are well explained by a scenario in which a TDE occurs in a gas and dust-rich environment and its optical, UV, soft X-ray, and IR emission have different origins and locations. The optical emission may be produced by stellar debris stream collisions prior to the accretion disk formation, which is instead responsible for the soft X-ray flare, emitted after the end of the circularization process. This was the nuclear transient at 2017 GGE, a tidal disruption event in a dusty and gas-rich environment and the awakening of a dormant SMBH, by F. Honoré et al.